The HSE has appealed for people who were socialising in Athlone on Friday the 11th of June and who think they may have been exposed to COVID-19 to attend one of its test centres. This appeal comes as the Department of Health in the Midlands investigates COVID-19 cases in the area, which may be the Delta variant. The cases are understood to be associated with socialising by the river in the Athlone area, and it's understood to be the first time that the physical location of an outbreak origin has been identified by public health doctors. Well, Dr. Una Fallon is the Director of Public Health HSE Midlands. Dr. Fallon, you're welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning, Mary.
What can you tell us about what went down in Athlone on the 11th of June, this gathering by the Shannon?
So over this weekend, Mary, it became apparent that there were a cluster of cases that were associated with socialising in that area. And the key timing of that was Friday, June the 11th. Now, that wasn't necessarily unusual, except for we had been investigating another incident that was travel related, and we were screening for the Delta variant in association with that other incident. So we sent a batch of tests for what we call S-gene screening, and some of these then came back with S-gene positive results for some of the cases associated with that cluster. And then that evidence and number of cases and number of secondary cases started to grow over the weekend. And it's particularly difficult for us to investigate or control this type of setting. You know, we can have, we'll say, a school cluster or outbreak or a workplace outbreak, and it's very easy to engage with the stakeholders, get a very precise list of who was exposed, identify close contacts, get them tested, track them, put controls in place, and there's a beginning, middle and end to the outbreak.
Okay.
But when we have something like this, which is really much more vague, but very precise in terms of time, place and person, the only thing we can do really is to appeal to the community that might have been at risk and to ask them if they were connected in any way to that timing and place to, or somebody who has subsequently become a case, to present for testing.
Okay, can I just stop you there a minute just to get some clarity on numbers and so on? Put simply, are you saying that you have an outbreak of COVID in Athlone and you've identified that outbreak now as being the Delta variant?
We've identified it as being probably the Delta variant.
And how many have you identified as being COVID positive so far?
So we know there are 14 primary cases associated with that that time and place.
Okay.
And then we know that each of those obviously lives in a home or a household. Many of those go to work. So we have other links to that basic cluster.
And we spoke to Dr. Kim Roberts earlier, and she was telling us that the Delta variant can be more transmissible outdoors as well. But do you know at this stage, from plotting the evidence that you're gathering, where this you say you had another outbreak as well, but do you believe that this spread of COVID happened by the riverbanks where this group gathered, or do you think it happened travelling there in homes or at house parties?
Yeah, I mean, that's the point really, Mary. People travel to locations together, people leave together, and we do have information that there were some house parties on that evening. Also, social distancing tends to be very good at the beginning of the night and maybe not so good at the end of the night. So we cannot just say that with controls in place and social distancing that there's been outdoor transmission. It's all of the risks that surround that occasion and that gathering that lend itself to transmission. But we do know that the Delta variant is more transmissible. And we do know that we have to protect the people who are either unvaccinated or who are partially vaccinated, vulnerable people. And we really want to protect our health services, not just hospitalizations and ICU, but also our community health services. So when we have outbreaks like this, they extend Their tentacles stretch far and wide, and we know that from wave 1, 2, and 3. And we have very few controls in place currently. So in order to protect people, we would like to really control this kind of situation and get people tested.
All right.
And the important thing is, yeah, these are all young people, and many of them work, and we really don't want them to go to work if they have minor symptoms. They tolerate minor symptoms, and then we don't want them to go on to other super spreading events like funerals or parties.
Okay, so you have 14 primary cases at the moment. Are you saying to anyone from the Athlone area who may have been at that Riverside gathering on the 11th of June, are you saying go and get a test? Or anyone who may have socialised with people who had been there, to go and get a test?
That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying, Mary. And they can book their own test on the portal, or we have a pop-up testing centre in Athlone in St. Aloysius School on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the 24th, 25th and 26th. And that's available to people to just walk in and get tested.
So far, have you seen any increase in admissions to hospital?
We have not, and that those national figures will be monitored closely as more probable Delta variant cases come to light. And that is really the important metric. That is the one we do not want to see increasing.
Absolutely. Dr. Una Fallon, Director of Public Health HSE Midlands, thank you for joining us.